when it's on the door. First item is approval of the agenda.
So move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the minutes of July.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Presence to address commission. All business. KM Lucky. Next, we need to talk about the possible dates for a joint workshop.
Let me put off my calendar. I'm not sure, is there a timeframe that we're talking about at this point that have to be announced and therefore it could not be any sooner than 30 days or anything like that? I mean, what's the inside and the outside dates that we have this joint session?
Kimberly asked that we pick a date and then it has to be presented to council for approval.
On Thursday.
Yeah, right. So this month, if you pick a date and it's okay with them, because it is a joint meeting, then they can approve it this month and you can go ahead with it. You know, we'll get the notice out for the September meeting.
How much of a notice does it have?
I'm not sure.
As soon as
do you remember?
You're talking about September meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You're talking about
September.
Having the joint meeting attached to our meeting or council's meeting?
It was supposed to be their meeting, before their meeting.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be, but, you know, so everybody doesn't have to keep meeting. They meet the third Tuesday of the month.
The 18th of September. So
we meet the first Tuesday, so.
So they're considering moving their council meeting.
Not moving. We would just have a joint meeting or a joint workshop like we did the last time, perhaps 6 o'clock. And then they would have their meeting starting at 7.
Why are we looking at dates then?
Well, we just have, if you don't want it that way.
Oh.
They said, Emily suggested we pick a date.
Just come up with a couple different dates.
Pick some dates.
That's all you really need.
We'll throw it in front of them and see what they want to approve.
Y'all got 3 days that you're good with. Let's maybe say, let's look at our meeting for maybe September or October. Look at their meeting for September and pick one additional one. As long as you're all good with any time, tell them any time to come with them. PNC.
Okay, I'm not expecting to be here for the September meeting, so the 18th would be good with me. The 2nd of October is okay with me. And like to get something relatively soon. So 9-4, and that would be then attached to our meeting, I assume. We did 9-4. Mm-hmm. Okay, with 9-18. Does anybody else have any dates that particularly work for them?
It doesn't matter to me. But just think, if we're going to do 9-4, then y'all need to figure out exactly what you want to meet about between now and then. So if you're wanting it that soon, you might want to move it to October. That way Craig can be here for the September meeting and y'all can
get a list for us to be prepared for it.
About 10 points to y'all on hit.
That works with me. Let's move it to, let's take out 9-4 then, because I know I want to get down. I'm assuming everybody got copied on my email with the guy down at Sunset Beach, so we can get in down there and see him, so we have something to.
I would definitely suggest you'll have at least one more meeting before.
Okay.
If I go together.
Okay. So 10-2 then is a possibility?
Or September 18th.
Oh, yeah. I still had September 18th on
there. September 18th, October 2nd, October 9th?
Why October 9th? Well, that's election. No, that's not embarrassing. Our meeting is on the 2nd, so we can do it, be available October 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we do 9-18, 10-2, 10-4. Oh, I see it. That's not right. So it would be...
Why wouldn't we do the council meeting in October then?
That's what I was going to say, but keep it 10/23 then.
Keep it either before our meeting or before the council meeting.
So 9/18, 10/2, or 10/23?
Is that what... October 2nd is the first Tuesday?
Yes.
That's correct.
So what would be the 16th? What would be the 16th?
Yes.
What would be the council?
Okay. I won't be available for that. But, as long as there's three people, it doesn't matter.
Next thing you need to consider is how long you want this meeting to go.
Well, September 4th is out, so it's either the 18th of September, October 2nd, or October 16th, right?
That's correct. What do y'all think, 2 hours?
You got one?
I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, those are all attached to other meetings, our meeting or the council's meeting. So when you take that into consideration.
Well, if we're going to look at it on our meeting day, we could just have that at our meeting.
Yeah.
Be through with it.
Right.
When it comes to a council meeting, that's when we're going to need to know some sort of timeline or we'll try to schedule it around that.
Right.
If the regular council meeting starts at 6, right?
6:30.
6:30?
So 5, maybe?
Maybe we need to be.
Well, you put it on the second Tuesday of each month, then.
October 9th. If we're going to be waiting for Craig to get back to get his input, obviously, then if he, then the first meeting we're going to have an opportunity to see him is on the 4th. And if we have a meeting on the 11th, that's pretty tight in order to get the game together at that point. It's almost like we need to be moved to be thinking October, November instead of September.
Well, we would have two from the, our meeting is September 4th, and then we have 2 weeks. So, council meeting. If we were to do it September 18th.
Yeah, but, I mean, if we have a 1 to 2 hour joint session, Emily, and it's on the same night as a council meeting, and that council meeting, who knows, you know, anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours on a council meeting, depending on what's on the agenda, that's going to be pretty laborious for everybody, I would think.
Well, so it means you'd have to start at least by 5 o'clock, and a lot of people can't come to work.
Yeah. So if we go to...
Well, why don't we just do the 3 dates in October? October 2nd, October 9th, and October 16th. Then if they choose to have another council meeting night, then that's their choice.
Why don't we do the 2nd, the 9th, and the 23rd, and then we avoid that completely?
Let's just do that. 2nd,
9th, 23rd? Is that okay with you, Alan?
That's fine.
David, I'll get back from work around 5:30 or so. 6.
Yeah, we need it before 6.
Not before
6. Not before 6. 6 or 6:30.
Is there a conflict with you, Bill? He just likes that.
Still like your rules.
You like to ease into it?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like 6:30 is a good time for council because that's when that meeting is. So, you want to say 6:30?
Let's do the 6:30 then. Let's recommend 6:30. And do we need to recommend length of the meeting? Or is that council's decision?
Recommend what?
Length. How much time are we going to allow for this? We hate to leave it just open-ended. That's...
No, I think you guys need to make a recommendation depending on what it is you want to accomplish.
I got to give an idea of what you're expecting.
No, it's a joint workshop. Are all the committees, is it just us and council, or is it us and council?
Slap everybody. What is it? You don't know either. Okay.
I mean, do you want it to be?
I didn't know what council's intention was. Does the council intend to have it be just us and them, or is
it's
it also the other committees?
It's not council's idea. This came from P&Z, it didn't come from the council.
Okay. Well, that's why we need Craig's input on this thing. You know.
That's something we can figure out later. That's not a big deal.
Sorry, say it again.
I wouldn't say that's a huge deal at this point in time, though.
No.
Yeah, it's far enough away.
Yeah.
No. Well, I remember we did discuss whether we were going to have public input. Is that something that we are required to have, or is it just going to just be a public meeting?
It's a public meeting, so you're going to have it no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Whether or not you want to recognize it.
Let me ask a parliamentary procedure question here. Assuming that we, as a commission, gather information that we then need to work on, to put together a presentation, materials, whatever the case might be. Are we permitted under the Sunshine Laws to meet without it being publicly, without a public notice going out?
No, there needs to be a public notice going out.
How many of us can, as long as there's not a quorum, can we meet?
I mean, you can shoot emails and meet for coffee, things like that.
Well, I mean, no.
I don't think anybody's going to come anyway. So, I mean, you know, if you just get together to talk this young lady.
Oh, you're talking about just getting together. You're not talking about just getting together.
You're not sitting there making decisions.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about what we've got, trying to figure out language, and if, you know, if for some reason or other we end up with the slides and we wanted to pick and choose. And
I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So we need to.
I think it would be better to have everybody here to discuss it than trying to do it through telephone calls and stuff.
Okay.
Let's just call it an hour and a half, and if we have to, we can change it to 2, or if we can change it back to 1 hour, if we think it's going to be less. Does that sound right?
An hour and a half sounds right to me.
And then if you go over?
If we go over it for some reason or another, then it tells us that we need to be, whether we need a second meeting or some kind of information going out on the website.
It's going to be really
good. Give us a reply on or something like that. We use all the technology we can instead of eating it up with just repetition of people getting up and either complaining or applauding what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully more of the latter than the former. But, you know. Okay. So, 3 dates for Emily to take to council and a recommended hour and a half time period starting at 6:30.
Do you have a preference for any of those dates?
Well, if we do it on our...
Do what?
If we do it on the date of our meeting, we're going to have to advertise that meeting is a half hour earlier.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal for
the time? It's going to have to be advertised anyway, so it's a workshop.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I tend to think the 9th gives us a little more time. The 23rd... It's a little long.
I prefer the second.
You prefer the second?
Yeah, get it all done one night.
Okay.
Well, that's why I don't have an official meeting for that long.
That is fresh in my mind. I mean, after the
second's okay with me. I mean, I'm fine with that. I think the second or the 9th are better than the 23rd.
So do we need that motion form?
Should we take off the 23rd? Is that what you want to do? Eliminate the 23rd?
Well, no, I think...
I want 3 days, right?
The preferences are either the 2nd, the 9th, or if those are not acceptable to council, then the 23rd is a backup date that would be acceptable to us. That's the way I would see it anyway.
So that doesn't, we don't need a motion for that, I mean, we just...
I don't think so. There's no action, you just suggested, yeah.
So we're good with that?
All right, we're good.
Update regarding visiting other areas.
Well, I guess that's the one. Sunset Beach, and this guy finally made some communication with me with his apologies for how long it's taken, but... I think he'll be on board to give us some assistance. I think he is available. He's saying pretty much any day at 2 o'clock, anything after 2 would work for him. I don't know how long it takes to get to Sunset Beach.
An hour and 15 minutes.
Would we take the ferry or go up through Wilmington?
Let's take the ferry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll take the ferry, let's get provisions, get us a crab cake sandwich and a couple of beers.
On town business. So.
You're driving, right?
Nope.
The ferry's driving.
Okay. So he's waiting for me to give him some dates. I would think the sooner we can do this, the better. So that we have a sense of whether it's usable information for us. I obviously want the opportunity to go over some stuff, ask him some questions there, what he's dealt with in terms of problems or successes or complications, state issues, who knows what. Contractor questions and problems, and then be able to digest information. John, do you have some kind of a quality camera where we could take some shots or video or something like that so that we could perhaps put it in the slideshow? Okay. And as examples. So I guess dates. How soon? First of all, do you know when Craig's coming back?
He's coming back this week.
I don't remember what he said.
He
just said he'd miss this meeting, but I don't remember when he's coming back.
Yeah, I got an email from him. I think somewhere. And if it's not, I'll return on August 12th. Okay. Next Sunday. And of course, we don't know his availability, but what I can do is, once we identify some dates that are good for us, I'll email him, copying all of you with dates that are possibilities, and then he can tell us whether he's, you know, whether he's got classes, or whether he's available or not, or he's moved on to Luxembourg or something like that for consultation over there.
I'm going to have to play it by ear as far as being in Ocean Island, Sunset Beach at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're probably really busy then.
I'm on a day-by-day basis on that. If you guys pick a date, if I can make it up, I'm glad to go. I wouldn't be able to commit to a date like that.
I understand.
Especially that much time.
Yeah.
How about you, Joe? Thursday's would be best for me.
Anytime or Thursday?
Just tell me when. Give me a week's notice, please.
Week's notice. Boy, that'd be nice. Okay, so... So Alan is... We'll see. Okay, day to day. Joe, Thursday.
I might be able to meet your provisions, but I'm not going to make a little trip.
Yeah, that's going to take heart.
I just think it's out of town.
John. John, you're...
Yep.
So you're saying any day with giving you about a week's notice?
Yeah, I'm pretty much good.
I was surprised.
If I'm not, I can move it around a lot of times.
Right.
Fridays are probably out. I'd rather not Fridays.
Well, and, you know, I'm who knows what time I might get back. I might be just too.
A lot of life cars follow me down. They want the checks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we shouldn't be down there hanging out more than 2 hours or so. Walking around, asking him questions, maybe get a copy of this ordinance.
Well, my thought is this. But if we go down, that's since the timing is 2 o'clock and it's perhaps an hour and a half, depending on beach traffic, to get down there. Who knows what the ferry might be like?
Have to check the schedule.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what time the ferry goes out of here. 12:15 or 12:45, both times.
12:15.
So we took the 12:15 ferry, got to the other side. I imagine we grab a bite to eat on the way down.
There's a bunch of places.
Okay.
There's provisions.
Get a bite to eat, head on down there, and then get there sometime between 2 and 2:30. Spend an hour and a half with him. Probably don't even need that much, depending how big his area is here. We don't know if this is one block, 2 blocks, or half the town. Three blocks? Okay. So that's a tentative schedule. Okay. Emily, did you want to come with us? Or?
If I'm available that day, I would love to. For one thing, they have a... They have some recycling bins and garbage bins at their pier that I would love to see operating. They are solar powered. Apparently their public works guy can sit in his office and see how much trash is in them or when the recycling bin and I guess the garbage thing too need to be emptied because the solar power thing reports back through a computer. I'd love to know how that works.
Okay. And is there any day that's good or bad for you?
Every day is bad. Yeah.
So just day to day. But if for some reason you're not able to go, if you would ask one of us or give us some specific information, Brad Sean, what you're looking for, might be able to collect that data information from him while we're down there.
Sure.
Or take a picture of them or, you know, do something like that. Okay. I'll email Craig, seeing if he's available, and then work backwards from there. I'm going to try to lock something into this guy within the next couple of days so we have a specific time and date to get down there. I would like to do it, if possible, next week. I guess one of the other questions is, just in terms of, kind of procedures, is this considered to be any kind of official town business? Do we have to be careful about, you know, waivers, insurance, someone gets hurt, I mean, anything like that whatsoever? We had that back in Ohio, and I want to make sure we don't run into any complications there.
You might... Josie, check with Nancy Avery to be sure. One of the biggest issues might be is if you have a quorum.
Over. Wow.
You know, two of you may have to sit in the room and two of you sit out in the hall.
But if we're traveling together.
So can't double go. Check with Nancy.
Prove more
that.
Plus
that sounds
the
guy,
good. I mean, I've got passenger cars. You know, there are 5-seaters, be a little comfortable in the middle of the back. Does anybody have a more comfortable vehicle to take to drive down?
Well, if we took 2 cars and there was not more than 2 of you in a vehicle,
yeah,
we'd be fine going in.
So. Well, okay.
We'll figure out something. If we take your car, we're going to cover the gas.
Oh, okay.
Your car and his truck, we can put Greg in the back.
All right, we'll figure out
something. Okay. I'll get back to everybody.
General discussion regarding practical workshops. Johnny, you have that PFU?
Yes, I do.
That stuff. No, I just heard that at the next meeting.
I've got it right here, so I'll look it up.
Just know what PFU cottages are, and I'm behind them.
Right.
Gas station. This was a proposed.
Oh, this is back.
Wow. Yeah, that was the proposed mixed use. Which I think these are some pretty good drawings that we can show, renderings that we can show the intention of what it should look like.
Give me the streets.
Third, okay.
Okay, that's third.
Yes.
That's, no. Okay, that's Fort Fisher Boulevard repaved.
No Fort Fisher.
That's a, this would, those are overall.
This would be, this would be clearer. This was K.
That's what I'm saying. Because all of this is the convenience store and gas station is all in front of it, actually.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So really, that's kind of why. Okay.
Okay.
And that was pure economics that this didn't go forward?
Yes. More or less. What we understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of plans fell through.
This went on for quite a while. I forget how many meetings. Probably a year for this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if these can be blown up into slides, I think it could be part of a good slide or power presentation, whichever way you want to do it, to show the kind of plan development that we're talking about. Because this is, you know, these are really form-based, each one of those units in there.
Yes.
So with form-based, if we follow that model, it's a good one to show them. And if we get some decent shots in Sunset, if they do have form-based zoning, then that would be good. This is a rendering, and here's what it might potentially look like.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's going to be huge, selling all those.
Yeah. Is there any commercial development that you see at all occurring in town that might
not right now
at all?
The only thing that I think could potentially come up anytime soon would be all the property up there at Curie Beach Village.
The old
Fishtails.
Fishtails.
Sands place.
Yeah.
That's a big parcel.
It is a big parcel.
4 or 5 acres?
I've had quite a few inquiries over the past couple of months about nothing more than that. Other than that, the only big piece of property will really be the piece right there beside the gas station.
And really, that's like, what, 4 parcels across?
Four parcels.
200 feet, something like 220.
There is one more big piece down there where the sandcastle was, but I understand they're trying to put all those back into single lots.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where was that at?
318 South Fort Fisher Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wow, so that'll be coming back to us.
That's what I said to them. They said, well, they're still all in parcels. So, I don't know, there's still some investigating I'm doing on that.
Oh, so it's actually platted as possible?
That's what they're saying.
That's a big piece there.
And I said, well, I understand it's one big piece.
How could they do that with a... Well, I guess years ago you put a hotel on it, but you didn't have to replat it as one.
So I don't know, but yeah, it'll be coming back otherwise.
Movie people like that's a lot. That was perfect for putting all their equipment in there and all that kind of stuff. It's just right.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be happy if they have to come back, because then...
It shouldn't be that bad. All they're doing is putting in 50 by 100 lots.
Yeah, but after so many, don't you have to put stormwater in and stuff? It's got to go,
well,
it's gotta go to the state,
that.
Doesn't it?
We'll look into it.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay.
I am in the middle of that right now.
Cool. Well, who's got the technology to put these into a PowerPoint and slide?
Jazzy.
Don't look at me. I can be able to use my phone.
You can download these. They're probably on disk somewhere. Put them into a PowerPoint presentation.
They're not on disk. We should be able to scan them in and attach them up. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least we got something.
Yeah, that's good. We have that kind of information and other stuff we've collected, as well as I'm sure that Craig has stuff canned all over the place on this.
There's a lot of form-based information out
right.
Stuff too.
A lot of it.
and renderings from other communities, you know, especially West Coast and Florida places that he could show as well, that we can
I think the big
put
thing
together is, a lot of information.
I think the big thing is just to simplify the whole. If it's an overlay district, this is what it's going to be. If it's farm-based, because that just confuses everybody.
Right, right.
You know, if it's overlay, we're not really changing the zoning. We're just overlaying on top of it.
Right.
So.
That would be... Yeah, exactly. I'm back. Okay.
All right. Potential driveway ordinance revision? I didn't stay for the last meeting, so I didn't hear why it was sent back.
And I missed the public hearing by a few minutes. I was hoping Emily might bring y'all up to speed on the public hearing about what went on with that, and then I'd like to continue the conversation.
Frankly, I have no idea how it started, because it started before the public hearing. I mean, people were already briefed and ready to comment. I think they totally misread or misunderstood the ordinance completely. Their comments really were not relevant, but it just kind of all got out of hand and unraveled and fell apart. And I think John did a good job of just kind of stepping back and letting everything calm down and maybe take another look at it so that we can bring it back up, but maybe educate everybody a little more, explain it a little differently, or I think John maybe even been talking about rewriting it some way so some of these people could understand what was trying to be achieved, because they completely misunderstood what was being done.
I spoke to two council members after the meeting, and several people that are in the audience, and they had no clue what the ordinance was about. They had no clue that it was already pretty much there, and all we were doing was filling it out. And so,
what was their biggest concern, that we were changing the impervious surface amount?
The state law that said this is already in law. You didn't know what you're doing. You didn't know what you're talking about. You didn't prepare it correctly.
There are two different topics that came up. One was the stormwater BMP that is used when you have a stormwater permit. They're always going to be more restrictive and have different guidelines.
Right.
Whatever's more restrictive, this is a basic town ordinance that would deal with any lot that just came up inside the building. If you have a stormwater permit, you're operating by a whole other set of rules.
You're operating by what the state says to do.
That's right. So, two different things going on there, and people can delineate between the two. I have a happy middle ground that we can do, just leave it like this. If you've got the ordinance in front of you, we can just cross out that bottom line, and we'll be good to go. Really. Where it says, have y'all got this in there?
I don't think I have that here.
The general concern was, from the audience, you mean I can't have a pervious driveway? No, I didn't say that at all. That's not what the intent of this is at all. I'm saying that once you hit your 65%, you can't put a pervious driveway in and consider it going to be okay. It doesn't work that way. Once they said that, once I explained it to them like that, they were all happy, they understood, no problem. The main reason this ever came up was because we had different types of driveways going in, and they weren't really provided for in the ordinances. And that's why I brought this to y'all in the first place. And so if we kept the first sentence of the new language, which is drip-through wooden or gravel driveways are permissible in any district when serving a single-family residence, just stop it right there. I'll be happy. Take out the rest. Ordinance is still going to do the same thing.
Read that to me one more time.
Drip-through wooden or gravel driveways are permissible in any district when serving a single-family residence. Stop.
So you no longer put in there the language I think you talked about. It was installed up on a pervious base.
Yeah, let's just take all that out.
Okay.
The ordinance would still do the same thing, which was, the intention of it was that if you put in a wooden driveway or gravel base, and we're not considering that pervious. Technically, you don't run into that problem very much anyway. If the only time that I have run run into it is when there was already a stormwater management plan in place. And our ordinances, and what I had to say, had no bearing on it. Their stormwater permit was the only bearing that came on that. The rest of the ordinance, the reason we put that in there, was, to be honest, my intention was to try to deter people from using pervious concrete and pervious pavers, because I've seen way too many problems with them, and there's, if you don't keep up with the management of them, it turns into regular concrete. And so your whole intention about having a pervious driveway or drip through and you know, stormwater and all that, it all goes out the window if you don't know how to manage that driveway or surface properly. And so that was the only intention that I had with that section of ordinance.
I'm good with that, with leaving out that phrase. Do you need anything from a construction perspective, Alan, that's brought to you?
Not really. I mean, you know, in the beginning of the audience, it talks about 65%.
Yeah. But that's the only problem they had, people at the hearing, was the language that we had added, you had added.
Right.
The drip through, the only thing they really had a problem with is it was installed on a pervy space.
No, they had an issue with, not considering pervious material as being pervious.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Hewitt, and she said it's been advertised, it's on our website, no applications have come in.
I have had a request. I believe Tom Tyson will be applying for that position.
I have another person. Who is that, Tom?
Tom Tyson. He owns Windjammer Construction.
Oh, you know his name now. Yeah. Okay.
He's been inquiring about it. and I've encouraged him to put in his application.
So in the interim, we
keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, and hopefully two of us don't need to miss anything at any given time. Only one of us is allowed to be ill or away at any given time.
wasn't there a woman that got on the committee that was either an architect or?
Yeah.
There was an architect that just got on to
adjustments.
Well, the adjustments. She was an attorney.
She's an attorney.
Yeah.
ESS.
Yes. Architect just got on the transportation authority.
Yes, as the citizens advisory committee on there.
Anyways.
That MPM.
Yeah, I haven't heard that she's interested.
I saw someone that tried to contact me and told them to hold them or something.
Yep, I remember from her application. That was the woman, right? Obviously,
yes.
Anyway, I seem to remember the application was very good. It had some good qualifications.
So we wait.
Yeah, we wait. Okay. Update regarding the B&D vacancy that was tabled at the July council meeting. Did we go over that?
We had no additional input into it, is my understanding. And I think what was happening is that there was supposed to be some discussion with council, and that we were going to be updated on terms of what council is doing potentially about filling P&Z vacancies.
The discussion was brought up at council, and they didn't take any action.
So
that's what they're.
Alan could explain it a lot more because I brought it up at council, but Alan said it was my idea, it wasn't your idea, and so. We canceled the whole thing, and it's no longer under discussion.
Okay. Well, good. And I thought that was a little strange, but we did talk about that at the last meeting. And I mean, I didn't take the step I told you, right? But it was. I think we all thought that you were just going to bring that issue and find out why they changed it. But maybe it should be brought back because. When I got concerned was when you started to talk about, we'd like to have two members, two applicants to choose from. And we never wanted that at the beginning. We turned that down when they proposed that at first. So it was going a little too far to the point where I think it should have just been, why did you change it to begin with? Because it doesn't affect just us, it affects the local justice.
I've been told over and over again that it was changed because you guys didn't want to have anything to do with the process. That is what I've been told, not by you.
I've been told
by staff and one of the council members that you guys didn't want to have anything, not this staff, that you guys didn't want to have anything to do with the process. And then when I come here, you guys have indicated you did want to have something to do with the process.
Well, we explained to you why they took it away from us. And took that process. And it's in our meeting, in our minutes, and actually Craig expressed his concerns about it at the council meetings when they were changing. That it was a bad policy for the town. The thing about sending two applicants back, that was bad, we agree to that. And changing it for Board of Adjustment, Stormwater, and us was just a bad policy for the town. And they did it for political reasons. They did not want the person that we sent to council. They didn't want him anywhere near this building. They abolished this Economic Development Committee, and they wouldn't man up and just say, no, we don't want him. Instead of doing that, they changed the rules. So that's the whole issue. But it doesn't just affect us. It affects Board of Adjustment and Stormwater. But beautification and parking, they can interview.
And Parks and Recs.
Parks and Recs. But it's just the three committees that are mandated by the state. But that was the reason why. And
you know, I had mentioned it to Councilman Hagler at the end, why, you know, again, he's, you know, I felt, I said, it was wrong to, for that, that council to do that, to volunteer committees. You know, we, that should have been taken away.
Would I want to change back? Sure.
I think they should interview. I think each committee should interview the people and send one happen, just like we've been doing for years. But to take up the fight again is P&D. We weren't. We'll support you, what happened, but to make it something as, to make it sound like it was P&Z that wanted that to come back, well, that wasn't our intent. And that was why I said that, because it was starting to go a little too far.
Because it wasn't my intent either. I was just the messenger. So I don't know how to approach it now.
Sounds like a dead issue to me. For the time being, anyhow.
Yeah, I don't know how else it could be approached as far as. Because I don't, I mean, to me, I don't think it's just a P&Z issue. It's other committees too. So I don't think it would be opposition to change, bring something back that would change the rules for other committees. Because it would affect board adjustments too. Unless they're duplex, they're not really 40 feet wide. depends now. See, the other thing is we got these new energy codes where the heel heights have to be taller on the trusses. So we could do a 3.5 pitch. 3.5.
You want to do that across the
middle?
All up Kiri Beach?
I don't really think it would even be noticeable if you did a 3-pit, a 3 or a 4. It's not going to be noticeable. So we could do a minimum of a 3. I mean, if you did a 3-pitch, it would probably take away anybody from doing the advanced hit roof type thing. It would all be a peak, come to a peak. I would recommend doing a 312.
Okay. You want to do that just for the ice in front of the entire Kiri Beach? Because I really haven't had an issue with it yet. The whole purpose of doing that 412 was to get away from the flat roofs and the box, I don't think. So if we're going to go back, let's just take a couple of baby steps and see how it works out.
So you think that everything across the street from the ocean is not going to be affected by the flood?
I really don't. Only places that might have a couple of issues are up there in the Longington Beach area. Once again, those are A zones, not B zones, so they're allowed to bring in a little bit of fill and be okay.
So you want to just do a 312 on the ocean front?
If we're going to do it, let's just do that.
So that's going to allow a 40-foot house with a 312 roof to fall below the 35-foot height with a 1-foot flipboard, or whatever you call it.
Freeboard, yes.
Freeboard, yeah. Okay.
That should take care of it.
That accommodates that new regulation.
There's going to be some that are going to be hard, but I haven't run into any yet we can't mitigate. I mean,
most ocean front houses are probably 36 feet, maybe 38.
And it all depends on where you measure them. But the ordinance says it's supposed to measure the driveway directly in front of the house.
Why was that said immediate grade?
The driveway is in front of the driveway.
So, I was like to give myself a few inches to play with, so.
Most did, yeah.
Driveway in front of the house gives you the width of the house?
No. It measures the height of it. Just the height of it.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
But most house widths are not going to be a full 40 feet. Because if you build a full 40-foot house, that means you can't put your heat pumps or anything outside of that house. It all has to go either under it or somewhere.
Yeah. You're exactly right, unless it's a duplex.
The duplex is room.
That's what we get. It's about 36 feet wide.
Yeah. And then they can have you can pretty much do a 512 on a 36-foot. You can be creative. But if somebody wanted to max it out, what? I think 312 the ocean front would be good.
You don't think there's any violations of people who've got houses that are 38 feet wide, who have outside heat pumps and air conditioning units sitting out the side of their houses, that would extend? I'm thinking it's more than 40 feet, but that doesn't affect anything because really there's no side yard limitations, are there?
5 feet.
And that would violate the 5-foot setback.
Well,
on the side yards. Having equipment?
Yes, it does.
Between the house and the...
Unless there are violations all over town, Kiri Beach.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm. So people would probably almost rather pay those instead of the $3,000 to start moving the equipment all around the yard. I bet so.
It's one of those.
What that?
That's one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So we have a motion to minimum roof pitch to, what, 312 on oceanfront property only, and leave the rest of the ordinance the same.
Okay.
Minimum 412 for rest.
And that's a building standards ordinance? Is that what falls within?
Yes. Well, you've got that chapter 5.
Chapter 5. So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
What we'll do is we'll change that around. The language, we'll send an email format to make sure you're okay with what we've done, and then we'll go ahead and forward it to council. That way it can be on next meeting's agenda for them to ask for a public hearing. Does that sound good?
Okay. All right. We don't have any new business? Member items?
Make
you move to my second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
That other stuff we're going to do tomorrow. That won't take but a minute.
Sounds good.